From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. We begin this hour with politics and a closer look at the record of Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. John McCain's running mate has been presented as a tough, independent-minded budget cutter, an ethics crusader, and a whistleblower who hasn't been afraid to take on the oil industry and leaders of her own party. She and John McCain have emphasized her executive experience. But her 20 months as Alaska governor tell a more complicated story. Elizabeth Arnold reports from the Alaskan capital on Palin's political rise and her record running the state.
While many here in Juneau are quick to say Sarah Palin is inexperienced when it comes to policy and governing, there are few who would say she doesn't have good political instincts and even better timing. She ran against the least popular governor in Alaska history, Frank Murkowski, and her campaign was simply that she was not him. It worked, and it became her strategy for her first year in office. She undid things he'd done, from putting his jet on eBay to repealing a surtax he put on tires. Then she took on his unfinished business, the still-yet-to-be-built natural gas pipeline, and the unfinished business of Democrats in the legislature raising oil taxes. Economist and columnist Greg Erickson says Palin has made her mark by taking industry on.
Some might say that the legislature itself played a big role in that, and that would be true. But I think Alaskans were pleased that they finally got a governor that would lead the state out from its 27, 28 years of dominance by the oil industry.
But Erickson's praise stops there. He says her single-minded focus on oil taxes and the gas pipeline have left little time for much else. He's heard any number of disgruntled legislators say her office has little interest in mundane tasks like getting control of Medicaid spending.
There are very few areas where she had any policy initiatives, and there are no areas that I can think of where any of those initiatives were carried to fruition.
So there's no laundry list of bills passed these 20 months, and Palin's not known as a consensus builder. In fact, she's more willing to alienate to get things done. In that sense, she is a maverick. One of her biggest detractors is Republican Senate leader Lyda Green, who's been unabashed about saying Palin isn't ready for prime time. Instead of working with Green, Palin allied herself with the Democratic minority in the House to advance the pipeline and oil tax legislation. House Minority Leader Beth Kurtula.
It never is just about one person. The credit that I give Governor Palin is that she was willing to work with Democrats, she was willing to listen to us, and she was willing to take our advice, and that she had an excellent gas team in place. But on other issues, she has not been so good.
While Democrats like Kurtula would like to see Palin spend more money on social programs, Republicans don't think she's serious enough about establishing fiscal discipline. During her first round with the budget, she angered both parties in a veto message saying someone has to be the grown-up. Her most recent round of budget cuts were called inconsistent, as she approved projects in her hometown but vetoed similar projects elsewhere as non-essential. Rebecca Braun is the publisher and editor of the Alaska Budget Report.
It's more that she's politically savvy than that she is a true blue budget cutter. Of course, during her time in office, we've had these unbelievable surpluses, so there's been sort of zero pressure to actually cut the budget and make those hard decisions.
As for being a true reformer, years ago Palin did take on her own party when few would dare and risked her political career in the process. But the ethics bill that passed the legislature this last year was more a reaction to the FBI-led corruption investigation than any effort led by Palin. Indeed, Palin herself accepted money from Vico, the company at the center of the scandal. Still, there is a new atmosphere in the state capitol these days, and Palin's administration deserves the credit. Clark Greening has been a lobbyist in Juneau for more than two decades.
There are fewer avenues to work on and less of the pay-to-play kind of thing.
Greening says Palin's declared that she will not talk or meet with lobbyists in her office, and she's stuck to that rule. But he adds with a smile, that doesn't mean she won't talk or meet with lobbyists anyplace else. In sum, Palin's political instincts, good timing, and swollen state coffers have ensured a relatively successful 20 months in office. And just as she was getting into trouble here at home for allegedly using her position to remove a state trooper who's in a custody battle with her sister, she was tapped as John McCain's running mate and whisked to the Republican convention. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Arnold in Juneau.